And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, relax your body, become comfortable in your seat, and take a deep cleansing breath. Hold that breath for a few seconds longer than normal, and then just let it go. And as you do so, release any worries, fears, or outer issues that you might be allowing to keep you from being fully present and completely here in this now moment. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, becoming centered on the breath and becoming fully centered in that inner sanctuary of your own soul, where you feel your oneness with spirit and all humankind. Now, in the stillness, your soul purpose is to know the truth about the divine and yourself. At this moment and always, you are immersed in the perfect, unconditional love and peace of God, and you are on this earth to be that love and peace. In this consciousness, let us return to the mountaintop with Jesus as he imparts his most profound teachings to the chosen 12 and to us. As you listen to Jesus say that he has not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it, your heart opens. You reach a new understanding that God's law is love. You embrace this. You are focused on the possibility of love in every situation. And as Jesus talks about leaving your gift at the altar and making peace with your brother or sister, you look fearlessly and compassionately at all your relationships, knowing that you can turn the other cheek, respond in love, and align with the power and presence always waiting at the altar of your heart. And when Jesus looks into your eyes and tells you to come to terms quickly with your accuser, you realize that there are times in your life that you have listened to your own internal accuser. And you resolve now to dissolve every adversarial thought within you, gently replacing it with the power of love. If anyone in your life has told you you were unworthy, undeserving, or less than, they were in error. You are an individualized expression of God. Spirit is omnipresent, always with you, always within you. This is your true identity, your essence. You are love, you are wisdom, you are strength, you are power, you are wholeness. Later in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus will say, "A man's enemies will be members of his household." Metaphysically, this means enemies of your own consciousness, attitudes, beliefs, thoughts that you or others are less than whole. And so I invite you this morning to search your own soul and ask yourself, who are the enemies in my consciousness? Is there a person are a whole group of people that you have trouble accepting? If so, gently bring the person or group into your mind's eye and see them as perfect, whole, pure, and good. Behold the Christ in them. See them enfolded and surrounded in a beautiful white light of healing energy and love, and see yourself in the same light. Do this for a few moments now in the silence. And now let us come together as a greater church community, united in feeling our connection with one another and with all others. Our hearts are open to the oneness of the universe, and we behold our unity with all life. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be. In the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, we say thank you, God. Amen. And now we will complete our time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully and joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power